good, don't change it. Casey, 4EZN.
BQ with a comment. I just have one thing to add. You heard some really good advice on antennas and erecting them. I will offer one other thing. It's kind of a seasonal thing. I've heard many hams say that the best antenna I ever put up, I put up in cold weather. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Whatever strain relief you might put on the antenna, if you put it up when it's hot, then the antenna will, all metals have a memory when they bend. When it gets cold again, there'll be that wire will shrink, and it'll shrink significantly. Maybe it depends on how long the antenna elements are. But there's a danger in them snapping. Not with copper well, but that's tough stuff. But if it's regular copper wire, there's a danger of it snapping in cold weather if you have initially hung it in warm weather and tried to take the sag out. It'll be way too tight in the cold weather when everything shrinks. So this is a good time of year to put up a new antenna. Isn't that great news? KK4JBQ.
Oh, okay, appreciate the comment. That's something interesting. I do have 15 feet leads off of the ballam in the middle, so that's probably something to consider.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any other comments about the antenna tension? Take the check-in. Go ahead.
This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, Mobile and Duncan, headed back to more. No traffic, no comments. Good evening.
Hello. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and we're on Mobile. And please also check in Alice, KA4KAE. She is with me. We are Mobile. Other than that, negative comments. Over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene checking in. He is Mobile, W4FHJ. Thank you for joining us tonight. And Mr. Rusty, checking in, who is Mobile near Duncan, WU2T. And then Miss Alice, who is also Mobile, KA4KAE. Thank you for checking in and tonight on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't know why I'm fumbling for words. But I hope you all have a pleasant drive to headed wherever you're going tonight. Are there any other check-ins at this time? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. All right, this is KN4HTP. We'll go ahead and move along to Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, for some rag chew. I appreciate your comments tonight on the antenna. What else has been going on? Were you successful with your deer hunt?
HTP, KO4NUE. Well, Miss Wendy, I don't deer hunt. I used to hunt. But when I got back from the last deployment, I don't care much about hunting. So I just go up and got some game cameras and like to take pictures of them and look at them and, you know, in the pictures and see how they look. I enjoy that. And seeing all the different animals up there at the deer camp. And there's a lot of them, I'd like to add. The other thing is, just want to drop by and tell you that I started this hobby months ago and was initially thinking, you know, all of the aspects that come with this hobby, and was ran across digital modes. You know, what is digital mode? What does that do? And this, that, and the other, and DXing and all the other things. Well, digital modes was one of those things that initially I just said, you know, I just not anything I'm interested in at all, you know. Well, today, well, last week, I got confirmation on it today, but I sent my first digital message halfway across the United States without the internet, and I was just so excited. I mean, just, I know some of these guys listening, I mean, they, you know, do digital modes and, you know, end up halfway across the world. But for me, I'm excited for that. You know, if I can get to the end of the driveway with my radio, I'm excited. So I'm not complaining. And the last thing I wanted to tell you was that I had a message for John, but he's gone off EchoLink, so I'll send this to Harry. Talking about animals and this, that, and the other. So I have a service dog here with me. His name is KC. And I went to the grocery store today and got him some pig ears so he can have something to chew on. So tried a new brand and gave him one. He's been gnawing on the thing all day. And evidently that creates quite an amount of flatulence. And he is stuck in the ham shack with me tonight. And not a good thing. Not a good place to be right now. So there's your funny animal story. And I was hoping John would hang around, but he didn't. But at any rate, KO4NUE with KN4HTP. Back to you, Miss Wendy.
Oh, this is KN4HTP. KO4NUE. Oh, my goodness. Canine flatulence is the worst. For me, we adopted our first greyhound. He was a rescue. He was so gassy, and we had him for a week, and I said to my husband, I don't think I can handle this dog. I can't have this torture on my nose all the time. So we actually changed his dog food, and that cleared up the problem, thank goodness, because he was an awesome dog, and we did keep him. But that first week was miserable. So I hope it was a small package of pig ears. I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard. I feel bad for your nose, but Casey probably loved it and doesn't care one thing about the flatulence, so that's a good one. So, I think that's cool that you're out there taking the pictures, and I didn't know you had a dog, so that's cool too. I can ask you for more fun Casey stories in the future. I was thinking, a friend of mine, he gave me some, what do you call it, deer burger, I guess, ground deer. Anyway, but I haven't come up with, I guess I should maybe ask Harry for ideas on that, but haven't cooked it yet. It's taken up a little spot in my freezer until I find something that I want to, you know, a recipe that I want to use that for. I grew up eating lamb, so I don't think I'll have a hard time trying the deer, but, or enjoying the deer, I guess I should put it that way. But do you have any ideas, any particular ways you've enjoyed eating deer burger?
No, ma'am. I just cannot enjoy deer meat. I have tried and tried and tried, and I just... The only way I can eat it is, the only way I can eat it is if I mix it with, fat at the butcher. And it's just not something I can tolerate. I just, sorry, Harry probably would know. But the other thing is, far as Casey goes, is so he's laying on the floor. He's a big dog. He's 80 something pounds, big golden, and he has my personality. I mean, he's just a little quirky and troublesome and always into something. And every time he decides to turn loose here in the ham shack, he raises his head and looks at me. And he's got these big floppy lips, so his upper lip just kind of droops down. And it's, I'm sure the smell is so bad that I think he's being sarcastic, because things are always worse when, things are always exaggerated when it's, you know, a bad situation. So I swear he's grinning at me when he does it. But he just, he will not leave my side. So everywhere I go, he goes. And I just, you know, have to deal with it, because I, you know, hurt his feelings if I fuss at him. So I just, you know, take him for what he is. But no more pig ears for this dog. I just cannot do it. Cannot tolerate it. So, other than that, Miss Wendy, I guess that's all I need to say about that. But it is bad. There he goes. He's looking at me again. So I guess here comes another one. KN4NUE, back to net.
KN4NUE, this is KN4HTP. You cannot turn it back to me when I am out of control laughing. Oh, my goodness. I love your sense of humor. And that poor Casey. Well, I guess he knows he's doing something you're not liking, because he looks at you every time he does it. But, well, we need humor in our lives. Thanks for the laugh, for sure. I'm sorry about your nose. Thanks for the laugh. Well, it's been a great night on the radio. I guess I'll take a moment here and see if there's anyone listening in that hasn't had a chance to check in or has any comments. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha True Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Thanks, Chad, for your rag chew. I really enjoyed the good laugh. And thank you to everyone else for checking in and for the rag chew. It looks like our man, Mr. Walt, will be running the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. He does have a round table after the net where you can bring up all of your questions, radio-related, although I'm sure any other questions would be welcome as well. So, let's see. The net report will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. It was a good night with 58 check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everybody.
HTP, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, this is KN4HTP.
It was a good net, and thank you for that. When you mentioned that you had asked Dave or someone about being net control on Christmas Eve, it reminded me of Christmas Eve last year and the great job that you did in reciting the night before Christmas. Donna and I both enjoyed that, and I know it's something that's a year old now, but just wanted you to know that we were listening. I even made a recording of it, so if we're not satisfied with whomever's calling it this year, we'll play your recording, okay?
Thanks, Larry. That's what I was inquiring. I wanted to see who was calling the net so I can ask if they'll give me an opportunity to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas again. So I've kind of enjoyed that since I became a net controller. I've been, you know, wanted to establish something fun for myself and hoping other people would enjoy it too. So I'm really, really happy to hear that you and Ms. Donna have enjoyed that.
There you go. So I would encourage you to follow through with that and get on board with it, because it was so enjoyable. It reminds me, and you're probably a little young for this, but years upon years ago, Red Skelton had a program which sometimes fell on Christmas Eve, and he would recite 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And as a child, that just meant everything. He was such a funny man, but he was serious too. He had quite a personality, of course. So just wanted you to know how meaningful it was for us, and I'd encourage you to try to do that again. KN4HTP, KK4JBQ, I'm clear.